Experts say that Chinese people are eating too much salt. Apparently, Chinese people consume 75% too much.
OMG!
Yes, wow. Than the recommended amount. Actually, no judgment here. It's really easy to overconsume this mineral. Let's look at where are we at now and why is it so bad for you?
Yeah, so doctors recommend that we consume less than 6 grams of salt per day. And the World Health Organization, they're even more frugal about it. They say 5 grams of salt per day. According to China's Chronic Disease Prevention Plan published by the State Council, currently the average Chinese person consumes 10.5 grams of salt every day. Lai Ming, you got to stop consuming so much salt, man.
Yes, I will.
Because you know what? First of all, sodium is important. Sodium being salt, okay? One of the key ingredients in table salt is sodium. It regulates the blood flow and pressure and helps transmit messages between nerves and muscle fibers. Chloride, another ingredient in table salt, is, I guess, it aids in digestion. And foods in your diet need to have enough salt to replenish the nutrients to keep you healthy. But guys, keep in mind, when you have too much salt, it can affect things like your kidneys, which filter out waste and whatnot. It can just also, too much of something that's good for you can be a bad thing, and your organs have to deal with that. So at the end of the day, you don't want to have too much of it, even though it is necessary. But so, guys, why are Chinese people having so much salt?
First of all, Chinese cooking requires salt in most dishes, I would believe. And also, when they go to a restaurant to have some meals, the chefs more likely than not will put more salt than you put in your own dishes when you cook.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, because it's delicious. And also, food products that we buy, for instance, chips or sausages or bacons, those things are very high in sodium.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, China, it's not just you guys. In the U.S., we love our salt, too. I guarantee we eat way more salt than we should because...
But when you guys have salad, you don't need to put salt
in it. I don't know. I just put salt on the salad and bacon.
All right.
Yeah, and lots of other sauces.
But it's funny, too, because now, actually, when somebody says salty, this is a new trending word. You know, like, Hyung, you're being salty. I'm not talking about, obviously, Hyung's salty diet. She's eating 10.5 grams of salt every day. Jeez, cool it.
I'm trying to cut it down.
Cut it down. But also now if you say, hey, so you're being salty, that means you're being pouty. You're being like, oh, you're being a pouty face. So don't be salty. Have less salt.
Well, you need to behave in a way that deserves some salt sprinkled on you or on myself. Yeah, so I see what you mean. And there are these three main ways that we get food, like Lai Ming has mentioned. Yeah. So is it as easy as just cutting intake from all of these avenues and then we're going to be good?
I've been trying to cut intake of salt since I came back from the States. And I tell
wait,
you,
wait a minute,
cooking...
You're saying-
Cooking for yourself really helps a lot because you can't control the amount of salt when you're dining out.
And also, oil as well.
Yeah, try and not eat snacks as much as you want. And then potato chips, don't buy them.
Guys, vegetables. Vegetables, vegetables, vegetables.
Oh, yes. Many of the vegetables can be eaten raw, like cucumbers, tomato, and carrots, and also lettuce.
Yeah, so replace those snacks that are like chips and whatever with like fruit and vegetables. The more of that you have in your diet, you're not going to gain weight, and it helps you, you know, use the restroom. So, I mean, just try to replace things like that. Make sure it has no oils and no salt. You're going to live a healthier life, and when you get older, you'll be happy you made that switch.
Yeah, stay away from processed food, too. And
but it's so good, Burger King, Hyung.
I know. Indulge once in a while.
A month?
And, yeah, home cooking sounds really good. And in that way, cutting down on salt, less high blood pressure.